Hi there, Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. Sherry Denham and your phone calls today on New Life Live. Glad you're with us.
My husband and I have been married for a year.
Is there a Christian or biblical therapy for OCD?
At that time, I'd just gotten out of jail for domestic violence. I smacked her pretty hard this last time. And
so what are you going to do?
One of the largest struggles that we face in relationships is allowing you or you to be different than me.
I'll say it this way. It is devastating in a redemptive way.
What that does is it makes you an adult responsible for the choice that you're making.
I am such a jerk and do so many crummy things.
We can
and
vouch
make so
for
many
that.
And they can vouch for it. You know, somebody show me something that makes more sense than we can't make it. Jesus did it for us.
Thank you for joining us today here on New Life Live with Dr. Henry Cloud. Hey, Henry.
Hey, Stevie.
And Dr. Sherry Denham.
Hey, Stevie.
Hey, only one person is allowed to call me Stevie.
I kind of like it. It's a term of endearment.
It's a term of endearment.
Stevie. Yeah. I won't call you Stevie. It's not quite Stevie.
Yeah, I'd really prefer you to call me Steven.
Steven. Ooh, Steven.
Steven.
Hello,
that's good.
Steven.
Yeah. No, Steven? I don't like that either. Hey,
Dr. Steven is what I'll call you.
Henry, I was at a church, big church here in Indianapolis, Northview, and there was the pastor's top 10 books of his life that he had read, and there was Henry Cloud's book, Integrity.
Hmm. Wow.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Cool. Yeah, I just thought that was so neat because you always, people talk about your boundary stuff and all that, but, you know, there's a book that, you got to have integrity before you can write a good book on integrity.
Well, not exactly. You just have to, you know, learn it.
Yeah.
I think
memorize
you have
stuff.
Integrity. I think you earned the right to write the book.
You have got it. Well, we've got a lot of calls lined up, and I want to just go right to the calls. Let's go to Ann from Boston, Massachusetts, listening on WEZE. Hello, Ann.
Hi.
Hey, speak right up there. How are you today?
I'm okay. Thank you.
Good.
I have a quick question for you.
All right.
I am about 5 weeks post. My words just left me. I'm sorry. I've had bariatric surgery.
Okay.
So I'm 5 weeks post bariatric surgery.
How much do you weigh?
All of a sudden, how much did I?
Yeah.
I don't want to say that on the air.
Okay.
A lot.
Okay, a lot.
But I've lost 50 pounds so far. So
okay.
That's good.
Did you weigh over 120? Now be honest.
Oh, much over.
I was trying to make it easy.
What are you trying to ease her into self-revelation?
We'll take one step at a time, Ann.
Okay, let's talk to Ann, who was over 120 pounds and had bariatric surgery. Okay, so what's going on now since your surgery?
I am having some very serious panic attacks, and when I go to eat something or drink something, I feel like I'm drowning. I feel like I'm just having such overwhelming feelings right now, and I don't understand them. I did speak to the physician's office, and they gave me some advice, and they want me to see a psychiatrist. I'm a little nervous about that, but more than anything, the panic attacks have just been so overwhelming. I don't know what to do with them.
Okay,
so
All right, so they told you that that's not all that normal after bariatric surgery, or common,
They said it's common, but, you know, not everyone has the panic attacks like that, and they want to adjust some of my medication, which I can understand, but I just don't know where to go with that and what to do.
Okay,
I am going to have to go back to work fairly soon, and I'm nervous about that. But
hey, Ann, we have to go to a break, but I'm going to leave you with this to think about over the break. I'll just share this with you. I love it when people call about panic attacks because, you know what? They're one of the most treatable things out there, and we just see people get over them all the time. And so I got a lot of hope for you.
That's
now, how's
good.
That for a good commercial
That's
break?
Neat. But I'm going to give you something to panic about when we come back. So it'll be a good balance there for you, Ann. I'm glad you called. We'll take a break and come right back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. Ann, having post-bariatric surgery panic attacks, and Dr. Cloud speaking from his upcoming book, Panic No More. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, he will be right back. He just had his own panic attack.
Okay. All right. Well, now, Ann, before Henry helps you, let me give you something to panic about, okay?
Okay.
All right. If you haven't changed anything in the way that you live, you might be founded in being afraid that you're going to gain the weight back. You know, because you know this, that it's common for people that get the surgery, but if they don't incorporate exercise into their life and if they don't incorporate eating in a different way, the weight just tends to come right back.
Right. Well, I'm just so close to just having had the surgery that the eating, I've just literally started eating within the last 2 weeks. So I understand that and how hard it is. The portion size, the exercise on the exercise bike, I'm getting that. I'm doing that. I just don't understand the panic attacks.
Yeah.
They're trying to give me stuff.
Did the panic
attacks about managing?
Did the panic attacks start after you started eating and drinking again?
No, I'd had them for years, and then was on medication for that, and then I was fine until just fairly recently, and they're just almost crippled me.
You were on medication for panic attacks for years. What kind of medication are you on?
Paxil.
Did that help?
Yes.
Okay. Why were you having panic attacks to begin with?
I have no answer for that. I truly do not know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Ann, let's pretend for a moment that you did not have a weight problem. Okay. If you were having panic attacks, then I would suggest that you go and get some help for the panic attacks, because panic attacks have to do with something, you know, is not quite right inside, and specifically inside in your relation to the outside world. And when people have panic, then what's going on inside is some anxiety gets triggered about something. And usually it's either something that's arising inside of you or something that the outside world is going to call from you when you interact with it. And so when people get anxious, which we all do at some point, then people who don't have panic attacks, they have that anxiety and they go through whatever the phase is that anxiety is about, and they meet the demand of that reality. So maybe I'm anxious about confronting somebody, but I go confront them, and then the anxiety kind of goes away. Well, people that have panic attacks have anxiety, and then what they do is they begin to have an over-attunement to the anxiety. And so now they're anxious about the fact that they're anxious. And then they're afraid they're going to get more anxious. And then they're watching this anxiety, and, oh, my gosh, I'm getting more anxious than I want. And it's an ever-escalating kind of thing. And so what's important is that you get to the dynamic reasons, the spiritual, emotional, psychological reasons that you are afraid, and also the reasons why you would be afraid of being afraid. And you begin to develop skills and relational competencies in dealing with life that for some reason life hasn't given you yet, and that's okay because we all have stuff like that. But you can't just medicate this away only. You know, you got to do some growth here. And my hunch would be, if I had to guess, my hunch would be you have this surgery, and there was some way, secondarily, that the weight was kind of protecting you from some engagement in life. And now when you're looking at the possibility of being more engaged in life, because the weight thing is going to at least be affected, then that's frightening you, and you got to resolve that.
Well, and
how though? I mean, they've given me like treatment for anxiety, grounding skills, managing your feelings.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. I look at this on paper, and it just seems so silly.
Can I just take a shot? Can I take a shot in the dark, Anne? I have questions. I am wondering if you are a trauma survivor. And if I was to
ask that, and I consciously don't know that, I did come from an alcoholic dysfunctional family.
Okay.
Non-Christian family.
Okay, which is so traumatic, because growing up in an alcoholic home, there's lots of things that happen that are very scary to small kids. Mm-hmm. And so what I would wonder, because I specialize in trauma in my practice, and so I have women that come in that are like, yeah, I've had, like, over my life, I've had 4, 5, 7 panic attacks. And we start looking at what the events happened, you know, what event happened before they had the panic attack. And then we start going back in their family of origin and looking at their childhood. And guess what? Almost in the high 90s, most of them are trauma survivors. And they somewhere, way back then, things happened that caused them to feel things like this, like, I am powerless and helpless.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me, and that would make sense in my situation, but I don't consciously have something that I can, a specific situation that I can bring up and
think
about.
I get it, because trauma is actually stored in the unconscious. It drives us. When traumatic events happen, we kind of package them up. We put the trauma in like a little Tupperware container, and we kind of put it in the back of the refrigerator, you know? No pun intended.
Where do I go from here, and what do I do then? Because they're just so overwhelming, and they're so real, and they're happening, you know, even as early as today, I had another one.
I get it.
Well, I'm calm now.
Well, what Henry said is true, okay? Henry said is true, is that there's something underneath. The medication is important. So going to a psychiatrist, what's firing right now are your basal ganglia. They're the gas pedals of the brain. When there's too much blood flow, okay, in that part of the brain, anxiety and panic are the things that happen. So a good psychiatrist can give you medication to help calm those basal ganglia down. But what Henry was talking about is true, is there are issues underneath that are driving the panic. And so I would recommend, like Henry did, you get in to do some counseling and start looking at those issues. And there are specific kind of treatments for trauma.
Yeah, yeah. And I would give you something in addition, and kind of two things in between. You know, all the deep work and the trauma work is very, very important that Sherry is talking about. The medication's probably very important. But at the same time, there's pretty short order kind of treatment for panic attack as well. I don't know the list of stuff that they gave you in terms of, you know, the sheets that they gave you and et cetera, et cetera. But I would do two things right off the bat. Number one, I would get some good materials on the approach to panic attacks that and I'm going to give you a technical term here,
okay.
Cognitive therapy begins to address, and you can get this in popular books, you know, at bookstores, that will give you thinking exercises that will go a long way towards bringing this down very, very quickly. And I'm going to give you the main one right off the bat, is that you've got to allow yourself to be panicked. What you've got to do is, and this is going to sound hard, but you got to practice on being mindful of the anxiety and just letting it be there and say, well, there it is, you know, I'm starting to panic, and just kind of watch it and watch to see where it can go. Because your mind cannot continue to produce panic past a certain point. It gives out. What's fueling this is your attempts to try to not be anxious. So allow yourself to be anxious and just embrace it and say, you know what, I'm really feeling kind of panicky right now, and just watch it and observe it. And the more you give yourself permission to have this, then it's just going to kind of die down and to begin to decatastrophize it. Now, I also believe you got to get to the root causes of this, but that's something you can do in the beginning. The other thing I want you to do is I don't know if you've done this before or not, but I would bet you anything that given the history and given what you're experiencing now, that you need to do some very, 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 very focused boundary work where you begin to feel like you walk around the earth in control of yourself, and other people's expectations and other people's, you know, control of you doesn't dictate all of your feelings, attitudes, and behaviors. And so I would suggest that to you really, really strongly. That has a great, great effect on decreasing panic disorders.
Okay, so boundary work as far as...
Get the boundaries book. You know, we can... there are a lot of New Life counselors that have boundary groups going on out there. There are churches that have them. But that's something I would strongly suggest to you, because ultimately a lot of panic has to do with a feeling of being out of control. When you get control of yourself, then you don't feel like everybody else has control of you.
All right. Okay. Now, Anne, we've got a Lose It for Life coming up. And I want to give you the information on that, because you go there, you work through a lot of this stuff, and in a weekend you can get it taken care of, and then you learn a whole new way of living and being, and you really never get over it. I'm telling you, it is, whether you've had the surgery or you're about to have the surgery, it really can be a help. I had an evaluation from one who said, Lose It for Life really opened my eyes to the heart of my issues, which I'm excited about because I'm ready and determined to make a change that would otherwise be hard to do. And if I had not known the true root of my problems, I would not have made the changes. And you know, Sherry and Henry, it makes sense that panic attacks would come up when you give up your favorite means of coping.
Right.
You know, I mean, you're out there on your own, and, well, of course, you're going to have certain things come up, and I think there are some things, I know I did some simple things when I had the panic attacks, and then in addition to that, you can do some underground work and go even deeper into the recovery, and that's what I'm hoping will happen here. But anybody interested in coming to the New Life Weekend, please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE. It is really going to be an amazing time. It's called Lose It for Life, because there's an it there that we want you to lose, not just the weight. Okay, let's go to Sandra from Wilmington, Delaware. Listens on the internet. Hi there.
Hi, Steve. Before I ask my question, I'd like to say a few thank yous, please.
Okay.
Yeah. For you, Steve, thank you for bringing the New Life Weekend to Philadelphia.
You are welcome. Thanks for thanking me.
And also, more importantly, thank you for bringing Every Man's Battle to Philadelphia.
Mm. Did you have a friend go there?
Big, big difference in our lives.
Oh, great. That's so great.
And Sherry, for you, thank you for taking your own hurt and using it to help other women.
Wow, would love to have you come to Women in the Battle.
Maybe I can do that in the future.
Well, let me tell you how you can hook in today to our support base. There's actually a website, www.womeninthebattle.com. And if you click on that, there's a community drop down. Mm-hmm. And we've got over 3,000 women that are in community that are actually encouraging one another and talking to one another about the issues that go on for the women on the other side of EMB. So you can do that today, you know. But we'd love to have you come to one of our weekends, Women in the Battle.
I'll look for that in the future.
Good, good.
And Henry, I do want to thank you for your work on boundaries. It's been life-changing for me.
You're welcome. I'm glad it's helpful.
And I just finished your book, The One Life Solution. Great book. I really relate to that. Now, here's my question. I'm feeling really stuck. The career I was in kind of dissipated about 6 years ago, and I've been struggling what I refer to as an Act Two or new career. I've done a lot of self-awareness work and understand some of my underlying issues, but I'm having trouble making the move from awareness to action. I make a disconnect between knowing what I need to do and actually doing it. Whenever I sit down to work on it, I have trouble thinking about promoting myself. And I'm looking for some underlying reasons and a path forward.
Promoting yourself? You mean in your new business?
Yeah. Like to sit down and really think what I have to do and do the work. I've had a lot of family responsibilities that have caused distractions, and I think that that's some of the underlying situation.
Maybe there's some fear and some self-sabotage going on.
Definitely.
So think about that over the break.
Hold on just a second. We'll get right back to you after this.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I wish I was who you think I am. The one you thought you married. The ideal husband, the amazing dad, the great lover. But my mind is filled with darkness, with images that I can't erase. I want so desperately to be the man you dreamed of, the man I know I can be. I am terrified to talk to you about this, but I want to. I need to. I want us to be close just as badly as you do. Can I talk to you? Can we be totally honest and know that we love each other enough to be open?
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help. I want help. I can't do this on my own.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're talking with Sandra. Sandra, maybe you could clarify, what is it that you see yourself doing if you could pull it off? What would you be doing in 5 years or so?
I would definitely be a professional photographer. I've done photography for a long time. And it's my passion.
Okay.
I do it well, but getting it out there to other people seems to be the sticking point for me. Whenever I sit down to think about this, I have a hard time focusing and organizing my brain around the steps that I need to do, and then I start procrastinating or getting involved in other activities instead of doing that.
Okay. Well, Henry, Sherry, anything you guys think she ought to be doing to get to where she wants to go?
Yeah, Sandra, I think that there are a lot of things you probably need to be doing. The problem is that you're not doing them, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of a lot like anything else in life. You know, most things out there that, you know, if it's not figuring out how to go to Mars, then most things out there that a lot of people do, there's a pretty known pathway to get there. For example, you know, how do you lose 200 pounds? Well, we know the path. There are people that do that. And what they do is the plan works if you work the plan. So we know how businesses are started. We know how people get into professions. We know how they get from A to Z. You're really not trying to go to Mars. You're trying to do something that's very common for people to do. The problem is you can't get yourself to do it. All right? Are you with me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So having said that, let me give you a law in the universe. Wherever we find ourselves not doing what we know to do, then we probably are not going to do it on our own.
Mm-hmm.
It requires external structure because we won't do it on our own. You have got to have somebody come alongside you that possesses two things. Number one, the energy to keep you moving when you stall out, and the structure of a path to give you the next step and define it and to help you down that path. It's a very simple kind of path of coaching. And so what I would do is, you know, in addition to stuff that Sherry was talking about, because there might be self-sabotage and there might be, you know, anxiety and this, that, and the other, which is important to work out. But if you don't have a path that you're going down with some sort of an accountability and a structure and the next assignment and all that kind of stuff, then you're just not going to do it. And so there's nothing wrong with you. There's not wrong with any of us. But what we do at those times is we go get a coach, or we join a group, or we join a goal setting group, or you go, you know, there's a ton of coaches out there. There are online programs. You know, we have one. It's you got to get some help, because if you're sitting there depending on yourself to get you to do what you've not been able to get yourself to do, you're going to waste more time. So get some help.
Yeah, it's really what you say, Henry, is so true. It's facing our fears, and it's jumping through.
I think that's more to the point, because I do have a business coach, and I shock myself when I see another month has rolled around and I really haven't done some things.
Well, whoa. What it?
You have a business coach?
You have a business coach who's letting you sit there and just flounder?
No, I wouldn't. I'm taking responsibility. Well, I meet once a month. So I take the responsibility.
But does the business coach just give you the steps to go how to build a business, or is the business coach involved in the path of undoing stall outs?
I wouldn't say we've really done a lot of work on stall outs.
Did you say you have or have not?
She's working with me on. I think this is more psychological than just doing the steps of putting the business together.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Just putting steps of doing a business together, that's a business plan. That's not a coaching process. A coaching process comes alongside of you in smaller dosages, probably, if you need it, than once a month, but coaches you through the stall outs as well. So what you might have is a plan. That's similar to a diet. You know, if you go to your doctor, the doctor will give you a diet on how to lose the 200 pounds. But what a process would do, like Weight Watchers or Lose It for Life or other things like that, it takes you in between the time periods enough to where they walk alongside you to help you to take the steps when you're starting to stall out. And my hunch would be you need more than what you bring into the picture.
Well, and how do you suggest I use such a coach?
Well, I don't know, because I don't know what the coach is doing, whether it's just a business plan or actual coaching. But I would go to the coach and say, what we're doing isn't working. Do you have any suggestions? And kind of see if they can help you pass where they're helping. And if they're not, then you might add to it. It's like getting a second opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, and sometimes, in addition to what Henry is saying, is I'm looking for the fear or the lie underneath the stuckness. So sometimes it looks like this, is that if I'm in this business where I'm doing photography, I'm on my own, I'm having to put my goods out there, is there a belief somewhere that says, I'm going to be all alone? Is there a belief that says, you know, I kind of feel invisible in this world and kind of insignificant, and if I put myself out there, I won't be invisible anymore?
And there's a bit of a fear of failure and a fear of not pleasing potential clients.
Okay, so I cannot please you. And so those are some of the fears that are underneath that cause us to sabotage, and exactly why Henry is saying you need to have a Navy SEAL in there helping you face your fear to take the next step. Mm-hmm. He's doing it with me right now in
A boot camp.
You're doing it with me in my dating life. You know, I'm sitting here in between shows, right? He's asking me questions about how I'm doing. And I'm having to face my fear right now. He's my Navy SEAL. So we all have fears we have to face, but you need someone to help you get on to the other side.
We'll be back right after this for more New Life Live.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I counsel people every single day. I help marriages. I help broken people find healing. I teach the good news of a Savior that loves us. But why can't I accept it myself and break free from this bondage? I can't stop looking at pictures that I shouldn't be looking at, and fantasizing and lusting, and now I've taken it a step further and gone to a strip club. I have to stop. I want to stop.
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help, and I can't do this on my own. I want to be the pastor that God wants me to be.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Hardiman here with Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. Sherry Denham. All right, let's take, how about Donna from Macon, Georgia? WNIV's the station. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
How's it going?
Okay.
Okay, what can we do to help you?
I need to know, I heard y'all talking on another show about marijuana and how it affects the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to know if being cut off from marijuana, does that cause personality change?
Like, what kind of things are you seeing, Donna, when you say personality change? What do you mean?
Like violence and I'm almost delusion.
Okay, this is, who's doing this around you?
My husband.
Okay, so he quit? Just one day decided to quit?
Oh, no, he got a DUI and the court said no drugs or alcohol while you're on probation. And since then, you know, his days before court, he counted the days, you know, it'll show up in my system this long, and he quit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he spent a day in jail, and then he has to be a probation officer, and he's not worried, hasn't quit drinking at all. I think it's gotten worse, but is afraid that they're going to drug test him. And since then, this has been a month ago, and I've had surgery, and it's been like he's a whole different person.
So he's still drinking, so he stopped the marijuana. Is that what you're saying? Okay, so let me just bring some clarification to that. Marijuana and alcohol impact the brain in a very, very similar way. Alcohol impacts the same parts of the brain that marijuana impacts, the temporal lobes and the prefrontal cortex primarily. That's where you have the mood changes, irritability, aggression. Also, the boss of the brain, the prefrontal cortex, where is the judgment, impulse control, planning, forethought. Those areas get shut down. It kills the connections. And so there's not blood flow in those areas. So you're going to have acting out behavior like this. So he's just really replaced one drug for another. His brain is still in trouble.
Well, he's always had both, and now he's just down to one because he might get caught.
Well, here's what I love is that he's got a DUI. He's on probation. He can drink, but no marijuana. I mean,
not according to the court, but he knows
crazy.
That it won't show up on a drug test.
I see. Okay.
But you're dealing with an alcoholic.
So how about this question? What could I do to help this man get well?
That's a big one, isn't it?
That's a big one.
It's a big one, isn't it? Love it.
Well, I mean, it's to the point where I'm afraid of him. He's threatened me. He's almost hit me 2 days after I had surgery. He's taken my house key and talked about divorce. And, of course, everything's in his name. And I feel like he's trying to push me out of my home. And we've been married 20 years.
Okay, well...
And he's not the kind of person that you can tell anything to, and he's not going to get help.
Yeah. So...
He doesn't have any problems. It's
okay.
Me.
Have you ever gone to any kind... Well, let me just ask this. What have you done to get help for the situation?
I've contacted an attorney because I'm scared of what he's doing to me and my children.
You sound scared. It sounds scary when somebody starts coming at you that way. You need to be safe. That's the first thing.
And everything's in his name, and he's already told me.
Okay, now have you ever thought about getting with some other people that are in your same situation?
I don't know anybody.
Okay. Have you ever gone online and Googled wives of addicts or anything like that?
No.
How about Al-Anon? Have you ever heard of Al-Anon?
Yes.
Okay, have you ever thought about maybe that'd be a good place to visit?
No, I'm speechless. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we get in these paralyzed places, and if I were you, I'd be going to Al-Anon where I could talk with some other women going through it. But I would be talking to a treatment center and asking them, how do I get my husband some help? I'm gonna let you talk to our treatment center, because we've got interventionists that we work with that can take someone who's in an impossible situation, and you get the best chance of getting well by working with an interventionist.
And what if he won't accept that?
Well, that's not your problem. When you get the interventionist on board, all of a sudden you've got somebody else with you, and now it's their problem to do that.
Well,
and it's their problem if he doesn't. Accept, and they'll teach you what to do if he won't get help. But right now you're living with it, and then you're talking to an attorney about living outside of it, and maybe there's something in between.
Yeah,
I hear the fear, and
yeah.
Steve is just really inviting you to get into community so you can get support, because you sound very isolated and alone and afraid.
Yeah,
and you don't have to stay there, my dear. There is help for you. You could go tonight to a group, and they even have Alateen. They have groups for kids while you're at your group. But you could go tonight and sit with a group of people where you would, for the first time in your life, probably feel like you're not alone and that people get you and get your fear. That's what you need right now. That's your first step. And then you need to stay safe. You need to be, if he comes after you or tries to hit you, you need to be willing to even call the police to get yourself protected or your kids protected, because you don't want to put yourself in harm's way.
Yeah.
And all of this, Donna, would be, with the outcome, hopefully, of getting him some help. Because if he's got some kind of significant stuff going on inside of him because of all of these substances, and he's out of control, his judgment is awry, and all of that stuff, he kind of needs to be safe from himself. And so
That's true.
Would be the best thing for him as well.
Okay. I'm going to send you walking into walls. I want you to hold on. I want to connect you with our treatment center, and I just hope and pray that you'll let them work with you there. Anybody else, you know, man, I'm telling you, you've got to get out of the isolation, which leads to the desperation and the fear. You've got to connect with some people and find out that, hey, not only are you not the only one, but you're going to survive this, and it's going to be okay.
Absolutely.
Allison from Plano, Texas, KWRD is the station. Hi there.
Hi, Steve, Sherry, and Henry. How are you today?
Great.
Good.
How can we help today?
Well, I've had 2 hours and 40 minutes to formulate my questions.
Good for you.
It usually takes three, so break a record here.
Thanks for hanging in there, Allison.
I'm amazed. It's like listening to an archaeological dig with you guys, so I thank you all for your work. I formulate my questions totally different now. I'm going to ask Sherry, I need help in understanding my retired friend's brains.
Your retired friend's brain. What's
going
on
the
with their
brain?
The reason
I ask is I have had 2 friends that have retired like within the year, and they seem to have like lost their mind, like what it's, because I work full-time from home.
Okay.
And because I'm at home, you know, I set boundaries, you know, when I take calls, you know, at lunch, you know, if they're not business related or get on the internet, and they just show up, and I've told them that I'm not okay with that. Well, I'm only going to be a minute, and I say no. I'll be glad to pencil you in on the calendar for another time, and I don't know if I started this. You know, they could drop by for lunch when they work.
Well, you know what's really funny is I go, I think it is a B word. I think the problem starts with a B, but I don't think it's about their brain. I think it's about boundaries.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know that it's a brain issue. I think it's a boundary issue. If you give someone an idea of when to come and they just show up and they're kind of trying to press through your boundaries, be a boundary buster, right?
Are these close friends, Allison?
Yes.
Have they always been kind of intrusive or is this new?
No, that's what has me floored. I love these women very much. They're important to me.
Oh, but they just retired, so they're bored, and they just don't know what to do in their retirement phase. So they're just, are they just coming into your world because they don't really know what to do with their life? Do you think?
No, one's constantly on her little thing texting, and that's another issue I have.
Do you want
to face with her,
Allison? Do you want to see them?
Yes, I do, but I find myself, if I see them, I turn the other direction. I've left meetings.
Okay, well let me make a suggestion. Don't do this when they show up at your door. Do this in a special meeting. Call one of them first. I'd do it individually, probably. Call one of them, say, hey, let's go to lunch. And go to lunch and say, you know what? Now that you aren't working, you have a lot more time. I'm still working, but I want to see you, so let's talk about sometimes we can get together that work for me, because during the day, during work hours, I can't do that. So you do it when it's not occurring. You sit down with her at a time when it's not occurring, and then you set the boundaries. And then if she shows up, say, sorry, I got to go. I'm at work. Like, we're at a break. We'll talk to you in a minute.
We'll be back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life, or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
All right, we're back. Talking with Allison. Sherry thinks boundaries are in order. Henry?
Yeah, Allison, did you notice what happened at the break there?
No.
We put you on hold.
Mm-hmm. I thought you did that with everybody.
Well, we do when we're working. Do you get the message? So, you were wanting to talk to us. We had to go to a commercial break. Okay, so that's very similar to what's going to happen with your friends.
In fact, you had to wait 2 hours and 40 minutes just to talk to us.
Right. So, what's going to happen with your friends is they're going to be on the other end of that. Then Allison has work to do. So, when they show up at the door, then you might be on a headset. You might not. I don't know what you do in your work, but maybe you answer the door. Maybe you don't. But you have warned them in advance that there are certain hours that your boss won't let you socialize.
Yeah, I'm my own boss.
Exactly. You're your boss.
Oh, that's nice. You can set your own rules.
Yeah, you checked in with the boss, and the boss said, absolutely not. You
but I don't have an HR department to sic on them when they're bad.
Well, they're not your employee.
You have an HC department, Henry Cloud, and he's giving you permission to be your own boss. He's telling you don't have to do that.
Well, you know, ask them during work hours. They can buy your time because that's what you do. You sell your time, right? So if they want to talk to you at lunch, it's free. If they want to talk to you at 10:45, it's going to cost them.
But the thing is, when she sets a boundary, they're going to be going, well, what happened to her? And right. Whatever it is, I want it. And so they're going to be bugging her even more.
Or they might get mad. And maybe, yeah. Allison, you might be afraid that they might get mad if you do set. You know, here they are texting you. I mean, this is what's really weird about our culture and all this.
Oh, no, I don't text. I have a peeve about that.
Okay. All right. So that's good. Well, that's a
great
boundary, right?
Yeah, do you?
I like face-to-face time with people.
There you go.
Oh,
there you are.
Wow.
You're defining.
You sound like me now.
Yeah. Allison's got some rules. So did we solve your problem?
Yes, and I will set up separate times if one will commit.
Yeah.
One will, one won't. And
you're
the
worth
the
them committing
to. Won't.
You're worth them committing to.
Well, we
to
don't
you.
Know if she is or not.
I think she is. I like her.
No, because worth is in the eyes of the beholder. So what they may be saying is, you know what, Allison? It's not worth it having to wait. I want instant gratification. I'm going to go find a friend that does whatever I want to on my timetable. And you've got to be okay with that.
I'm more than willing to let her go. It'll hurt.
Sure. But that's ultimately, in every friendship, what it has to come down to is, you know.
But you can tell them, I love our friendship. I don't
right.
want to lose our friendship. I just am not in the same life stage you are,
yeah.
right?
Thank
if you,
you
were.
That's it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you might not be. What I'm saying is, the way that you are asking this friend to perform, it may not be worth it to her. She may want somebody who's there at her beck and call, and then she'll have to go find that.
Okay. You hit it on the head. Now I understand.
Good.
We're really happy about that because that's why we're here.
Go rent. What about Bob? Remember
about
that movie?
Bob?
I think it's the first time we've ever recommended that.
I hate that movie, but it'll get a message across.
What? The message is what, Henry?
Well, wasn't that the movie where Bill Murray starts mm-hmm. kind of stalking?
Yeah, he keeps showing up in all these places. The family vacation down by the beach, and he just shows up, and they're like, please.
There you go.
Okay. I'll look into that.
Glad we could provide a light bulb.
Okay. All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number to call. I mentioned this earlier, but we've got Lose It for Life coming up. And if you're one of those folks, you've been, should I, shouldn't I, You should. We really, that's the only should that is allowed, is you should go to this thing. It's really amazing. Here's somebody that said, I have always been able to lose weight. It's the keeping it off that was the problem. Lose It for Life gave me the tools I need to break the cycle. I now have a concrete plan to take home to deal with issues as I lose weight. The relapse prevention tips are in my toolbox. And I've given you updates on people that have lost 100 pounds, 200 pounds. It is so great to see people, whether they get bariatric surgery or not, before or after, that they come and learn a different way to live with the weight. We want you there if you're struggling. So 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. That's the number to call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. There are many other things. Every man's battle is ongoing every month somewhere in the country. And then we've got a network of counselors, almost 1,000 counselors around the country that want to help you. And they've been trained Christian counselors that want to do whatever they can do to help you. And all you have to do is call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. Now, we can't do any of this if you don't help us do it. We are listener supported. And, you know, Club New Life is a great way to do it. It's $30 a month. And you've become part of this foundation of a lot of people giving some. And it's a lot to some and it's a little to others. But I'm telling you, it really makes a huge difference. And we need about 4 people a day signing up to get us where we need to be with Club New Life. So if God's been leading you, well, please help us. Maybe it's a one-time gift that you could help us with. We want you to remember us at year end. Please, somewhere, make a note somewhere. Hey, don't forget New Life in my year-end giving. For some people, that's when they give, and we really do need your help this year. We've literally, financially, had the best year we've had, and I don't know when, but it's been a long time. Tremendous, tremendous support and turnaround efforts on the part of a lot of people, and we're so grateful, but we don't want to lose that here at the end of the year. And you know, I've always felt like that if we live with gratitude for what God has done for us, if we see God in every deal that gets closed, if we see God in our success, we're simply not going to have a difficult time giving back to God what He gave us, or giving a portion back, or the first fruits back to God, the very thing that He gave us. But if we're not grateful for what God has done, if we don't see God's hand in everything, then we're probably not going to ever get into that mode of giving. And I believe that's when true maturity and character kicks in, is when we move into that freedom of generosity, where we become part of the solution for many other people, not just our own solution. We're not just working to solve our own problems, but we're working so God can use our resources to solve other people's problems. It's very clear in Scripture that God says, hey, challenge me on this. Just give and see what happens to your life. See if you love it or not. See if you don't feel more blessed and experience more blessing than ever before. It is a totally different way of living. And so we want to see you in your recovery, not just recover emotionally and spiritually and relationally, but we want to see you recover financially. And I think a big part of that is trusting God totally with your finances and saying, okay, God, I'm gonna try this. I'm going to step out and I'm going to give and I'm going to see what happens. Now, you don't become instantly wealthy, but I'm telling you, I've seen people do this and they see the hand of God working in their life greater than ever before, really, because they finally said, okay, God, it is yours. You gave it to me. I want to give you a portion back. We'd love to be part of the receiving end of that, if you possibly can. And you find out about it, it's easy to give online at newlife.com, or you go to 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, graffitied walls on freeways. We're everywhere. So come and join us. Thank you, Henry. Thank you, Sherry. Thanks to all of you that listen. We'll see you next time here on New Life Live. God bless every one of you. We're grateful that you're part of the New Life family. Bye-bye.
for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.